Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Good morning, I'm Lee Harris in the newsroom on this Wednesday. We have John Montone out in the field this morning to the extent that Inwood qualifies as the field. A kid walking a dog up in Inwood didn't ask anybody for a bite, but he got one anyway. It's another one of those stories that sounds like it's from 1970s Taxi Driver era New York, but it actually happened just yesterday. John is up in Inwood to tell us what happened here. John?
And the kid was walking his petite pooch, Coco, on West 205th Street when a bad guy approached, ripped off the kid's gold chain. The kid grabbed the thief, tried to get the chain back, and the thief, from this point on known as the biting bandit, bit down, using his own canines on the boy's hand. The boy screamed out, the thief ran, and this morning I mentioned this to Melissa, whose reaction was understandable.
What?
And I also talked to a young fellow named LeBron, who said if the guy did that to him, he'd open up a can of whoop. I guess I can say it, that can of whoop-ass.
That's a podcast.
Maybe you should. Yeah, right. Maybe you shouldn't do that, LeBron. Maybe you should just wait for the police, hold them.
I mean, that's the proper way to go about things, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't always work out that way, you know?
That's not the LeBron, right?
Not that one. No, but he says people often ask him the same question. And boy's mother said that the boy is having trouble sleeping now. He actually had bite wounds in his hand. He had to go to Columbia Presbyterian, get them bandaged up. We've got no comment from Coco, the real canine in this story, but we have posted video of the crime at 1010winds.com. Take a look at it and help police take a bite out of crime.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't bite Coco, because then we'd have one of those stories.
The man bite dog. Man bites dog, right? That's the first lesson we learned when we went to journalism school. You went to journalism school, right, Lee?
Actually, no.
Neither did I.
All right. Well, some mornings it shows, I think. All right. John Montone, live from Inwood this morning with a man bites man story. Tyler Lockett, age 22, did not have to go to jail after pleading guilty to three counts of burglary in Brooklyn. He was released into an alternative to incarceration program, but he's incarcerated again after being picked up for a home invasion in the East Village, which took place in July, 3 days, police say, after he was put in that alternative program. Police say he followed a 21-year-old woman into her apartment on East 12th Street, pushed her to the floor, covered her mouth to silence her, but the victim's roommate woke up and Lockett took off. Investigators say his earlier crimes in Brooklyn also appear to have been sexually motivated. He's being held on $250,000 bond in Manhattan. If he gets out of there, it's back to Brooklyn, where there is $200,000 bond awaiting him. What looked like a FedEx delivery turned out to be a home invasion in Bay Ridge. A video shows a man dressed in a FedEx uniform getting into the house with an accomplice. They tied up two women and a man and reportedly made off with $50,000 cash, $80,000 in jewelry. Happened around 3 p.m. Monday on 69th Street in Bay Ridge. The home surveillance video showed up on Reddit, where the poster says he got it from WeChat, the Chinese social media app. No suspects yet and no arrests. Suffolk County cops pulled over Kelsey Blair in Farmingville yesterday. They noticed he was driving with a suspended license, and boy, was that license suspended 53 times before. Now it's 54. Mr. Blair, who's 39, is charged with aggravated first-degree unlicensed operation. That is a felony. They impounded his van after his arrest in case he was thinking about maybe driving home. The union representing fire department EMTs, paramedics, and fire inspectors wants its members paid the same and treated the same as firefighters and cops.
We're first responders. The paramedics, the EMTs, they risk their lives every day to save New Yorkers.
Union President Oren Barzilay says members of the EMS team are predominantly women and people of color, and they get $8,000 less in starting salary than other first responders. He says about 80% of them quit within 4 years as a result. Union members will rally at City Hall today to make their demands. Finally, you know those Link NYC kiosks they have all over town with the info screens and the charging stations? They have them in Williamsburg, too, but apparently the standard model of Link NYC kiosk isn't hip enough for that neighborhood. So somebody took the liberty of dressing up four of the kiosks to look like the Teletubbies, those creepy beings from the British TV show, the kids show that was hot about 20 years ago. There was Dipsy, the green one, Lala, the yellow one, Poe, he was red. And, of course, the famous Tinky Winky, purple and indecisive, before indecisive was cool. Link NYC told Gothamist that while the company appreciates New Yorkers' creativity, we wouldn't want the Teletubbies to interfere with anyone using Link's super-free fast Wi-Fi and community services, which some suspect of collecting a lot of data from users. Anyway, Link NYC took the Teletubbies down for now. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.